What is up, Golden Hawks? It's your guy, Gabe, with another episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes and entertainment collide. I know that's I keep bringing back that quote. I keep bringing back that motto, but you know what? It's a good one, okay? And I think it's going to stick because clearly nobody's saying anything about it. And like, I guess you guys don't hate it. That song you guys just heard was We Live in Brooklyn by Roy Ayers Ubiquity. It's a really, really good experimental mix between jazz and like, I don't want to say techno, but like, it's because it's not techno at all, but it's definitely got some more, it's I want to say new wave jazz, to be honest. I think that's a really good way of explaining it. We got a lot of computerized parts, and we have a lot of like moving pieces in it. And yeah, I don't know. That entire album is pretty good. He also recently, sadly, actually, he passed away. The reason I actually got into him was this really, really good movie called Straight Outta Compton. But yeah, that was Roy Ayers Ubiquity. He also made a really good song called, something about sunshine. Sadly, there has been no sunshine recently. It's been pretty cloudy, pretty wacky weather, low key. It's been raining a lot. It's been raining a whole lot. I know that Liam talked about that with you guys earlier, but, yeah, no, to all you, new viewers, welcome. Howdy, hello, I'm glad to have you guys here. And to all the loyal listeners, welcome back. This is another episode of Lay Down Laurier. Please, guys, to all the new ones, please, I have the Instagram, laydownlaurier25. Again, that's laydownlaurier25. I say this every single episode because it's really important that you guys have some interaction with the actual show, you know? If you guys aren't here, then this doesn't make any sense, you know? What am I going to be doing here, you know? It doesn't make sense. But, yeah, I need to be talking to someone. I can't be talking to myself the entire time. Which is actually really important because we have a special guest on here today. So I'm not going to be completely cuckoo crazy by myself on here. This is Amin El Amin.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Howdy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How was your day today?
Day was perfect.
What did you do?
Honestly.
Okay, speed it up, buddy.
Classes and everything. And classes, everything. Now I'm only caught up with assignments and we're getting ready into exam week. So
yeah, I know. It's going to be kind of brutal. I'm not going to lie. I low-key have like 3 assignments to do in 1 week. It's kind of getting kind of crazy, you know. As a first year, that jump is quite spectacular. But I know all you guys know something about that. At least you, second years, third years, and fourth years.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You want to talk about classes? It's interesting because you actually woke me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. What was that, buddy? What was that?
That's just a regular. I thought you would be you would want to come to school with me.
Hell like, no. Hell no. I'm not going to Waterloo. No hate to Waterloo, by the way. But at 8 a.m. in the morning, I think I'd rather sleep. You know, I actually had class at 4. So, like, what were you doing there, buddy?
Hey, free ride. I was going to drop you off by Laurier after going to Waterloo, you know?
Free ride would have been pretty great. Yeah. But no, it's okay.
I guess you guys aren't as studious as we are, right?
No, bro. We're so locked in. You don't even... Dude, you should have seen me. All I did was write my essay today. And I'm only 1,000 words in. Fuck! It's okay, though. I'll get that done.
You got it.
But yeah, like I said, what are your thoughts and opinions on this weather? Huh? Oh, man. Get a load of the weather out of here, eh, bud?
Exactly. Hey, bud. It's so gloomy. I can't get enough of it. Oh.
You sound like you kind of hate it.
Yeah, I am. I am hating it a little bit. But I do love the winter. I'm just waiting for the snow.
I think the issue is the fact that it's just really cold. And it's like... unnecessarily cold, we're not getting anything out of it.
Exactly.
It wasn't like when we first got that like wave of snow where it was just like beautiful as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's just cold and then the temperature fluctuates too much.
It's cold and it's rainy and it's wet, even though it's like the middle of autumn, which I guess like some people really like, you know, they kind of like that gloomy autumn vibe, which I mean, I don't hate. I love it during Halloween months, specifically October. I love it during then, but not during the ending of November when I actually have things to need, like I actually need to do and I can't just bed rot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ugh, it's just bad. But do you want to explain a little bit why you're here? What are you thinking? What do we do this weekend? Do you want to tell them what we did this weekend? Well, actually last weekend, because this guy's kind of blanking. Well, actually before I actually get into what we did last weekend, I'll give you some lore as to why he's on here. Amin El Amin is one of my best friends from high school. And I've known him since, I want to say, grade 10.
Yep. That's accurate.
Like we bumped into each other. You know, like the, I forgot what it was, but it was this meme that I saw. I guess you guys can't find that funny if you guys don't know what I'm talking about or see it, but like me and bro low-key bumping into each other like 10 years before we even knew the lore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, no, but like we've known each other for quite a bit now. I think like 5 years.
Yeah. How long has it been? That's about accurate. 10? Yeah.
Can you tell I didn't get into sciences? Can you tell I didn't get into Waterloo?
It's the math, bro. It's not the science.
But yeah, no. Oh, ain't a math and science though. But yeah, no. And no, ever since then we've been pretty locked in, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna sit here and pretend that like we talk every single day. That it's just not like that.
Yeah, but whenever we do talk, we always
it's
have
always goated. Long conversations. It's always awesome. Yeah. But yeah, no. Last weekend actually, we were at a protest.
Yeah.
Where are we?
A protest for Sudan.
Your
my home country, yeah.
Yeah. Freedom for Sudan, by the way.
Yep.
And it was really an important experience for me, I think. That was actually the first protest.
Yeah, first protest.
Yeah, I got my badge of honor now, I guess.
Exactly,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, but unironically, though, it was really important for me. I thought it was really, I think, like, obviously, like, I don't want to say, like my eyes have been open. I'm not going to say that. I sit here and pretend that I know everything in the world, you know what I mean? But seeing all those people, like, marching, you know what I mean? And actually, like, people, like, actually, like, who are with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who are actually down to get down, you know what I mean? It was really, like, eye-opening, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even I got into the march.
Yeah,
you know?
I was surprised.
I was sitting there with the microphone acting like I don't know. Something came over me. I turned into someone else, you know?
If you didn't tell me it was your first protest, I wouldn't have guessed. So yeah. you did a great
job.
I
was chanting, screaming, you know, oh, yeah. thank you. You're so kind. But no, if it wasn't for you, I would have never been invited. You're pretty, I want to say, like, active person in political spheres.
For sure.
Your mom's also pretty...
Indeed.
Yeah.
Journalists and everything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're going to try to do more about that as well.
For sure.
I know that I am. Like,
yeah.
Well, it's kind of also part of the reason why I started this show, you know, or why I wanted to get on the radio. You know, like, journalism is pretty cool. This
might
is
as well take
journalism.
My chance now that I have a platform.
Yeah.
Free Palestine.
Yes.
Free Congo.
Yes.
Free Nigeria.
Yes.
Free Sudan.
Keep it going.
Yep. Free Africa.
Bro.
Everything. Yep.
Bro, let's spread peace and love, man.
Exactly. Free Ukraine, by the way.
Yeah.
I almost forgot that.
No, but unironically, like, I know that, like, the way we kind of just said that kind of sounded satire a little bit, and it kind of sounded a little, like, jokey, but we're being dead serious.
Yep, exactly. You need to educate yourself on what's going on right now in the world.
I do not want any Zionists listening to my show. Just a heads up. But, yeah, no. Me and Alamin is going to be, joining us tonight, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's gonna make the show a little extra special, actually, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we're gonna get started with here. I hope you guys liked Roy Iyer's Ubiquity. We're gonna have like a weird blend of music today, just because it's not necessarily just my music. Not to say it's bad music, but it's just music that I don't really typically
play different music,
and that's even better, you know what I mean? But yeah, no, this next song I've never heard of it before you actually showed it to me.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty surprised, you know. That was Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb. Fresh off the Bee Gees hype, you know what I mean? Do you listen to the Bee Gees?
Not really, but I'm not opposed. I like it.
You ever listen to Staying Alive? I know you have.
Yes,
bro.
I have.
Everybody's listened to that song. It's low-key like one of the most important songs. Well, not the most, but it's definitely on like a bunch of top 100 lists.
Hey, time to geek out with a little bit. The beat. That's something you could do CPR with,
yeah,
just knowing it, saving a life.
You could save a life with that, dude.
Exactly.
Do you think they did that on purpose or what?
Maybe. Staying alive.
Staying alive. But you can see the influences in this song, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially like near the end, I think around like, I want to say like 4:12. It was more like 4:15-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like a bit earlier, like 3:45.
Yeah.
Where like they like kind of rise, like the chorus starts to rise. That was very Bee Gees. And like, you can see like his like influences from that time in that group being shown through here. And I actually didn't know like he like had actual good like solo stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like often what happens is that like big artists like in bands and stuff tend to
overshadow.
Like, yeah, like the band just overshadows and ruins like their not reputation, but just kind of like every time you like every time you listen to a song, you end up like subconsciously comparing it to the previous song that they made.
Exactly.
Or that like music that they have made in the past. When it's like, that's just not their sound anymore.
Exactly. Yep.
It's not, it's like, it's kind of like Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
After he left, you know, it just wasn't like it, people were thinking it was going to be the Beatles, but it's just Paul McCartney, you know what I mean? You need the four of them for it to be sounding like the Beatles.
Exactly,
you know?
Yep.
But yeah, no, that was Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb. Came out in 1978. The song from the song I was talking about earlier, the song that I found out about, like the way I found out about Roy Ayers' Ubiquity is Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good summer song. I had that on repeat for like a good minute, I think. Like that intro is probably like, I think it's a xylophone. I can't be too sure, but it's like probably like one of the greatest intros to any song like I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
It was really like, I don't know. I'll play it sometime in the summer, in the summertime, you know, just cause,
play it on the trip back
home,
man.
I'll play it when it's actually sunny. You know what I mean? It's not sunny at all, you know?
Alrighty.
But how'd you find out about this song?
Oh, this song, actually, it was by a friend of mine. We were at the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just working out and then it's like, do you want me to put you on some songs? I'm like, hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Exactly, yep. And then he just showed me the song, and we were listening to it. Like, he added it to my queue, and I was like, wait a minute, this song is really good. Yeah. I had to add it into the playlist, and I've been listening to it since then.
Are you big, like, disco slash funk? I feel like that was more funk than it was disco,
yeah,
to be
it
honest.
Yeah, it was,
yeah. But are you, like, do you kind of like that, like, sound, like, the disco slash funk sound?
I'm mainly an R&B guy, you know, but then...
Don't worry,
honestly,
they'll find out.
I've broken out all the way. Electronic, then we can go death metal, and we can go country. I have a few country songs I love listening to.
There are some pretty good country songs.
Yep.
I've played a few country songs.
So you could say I listen to almost everything.
Yeah. Oh, you are not that guy, pal.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are not that guy.
Oh, yeah, I am. But
Shadow Dancing, it definitely was more funk than it was, I think, like... Like what he was doing when he was with the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to this song called Ayunha by Hamid Al-Shaari?
Don't think I have.
You're a little...
Oh, sorry, yeah. I don't think I have.
No? It's a really good funk song. It's in Arabic, and I think you'd really like it, to be honest. Yeah, I low-key listen to it when I'm on my way to school sometimes.
Yeah.
I used to. It's a really good song to like wake up to in the mornings, you know what I mean? But yeah, no... That was Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a new one for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure it was a new one for a lot of people because, like, who knew? Who knew
the Bee Gees?
Who knew the Bee Gees guys had, like, actual music outside of the Bee Gees? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah. As you guys know, Staying Alive was in a Saturday Night Fever with one of the coolest struts to ever strut.
Yeah.
John Travolta, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's been referenced in a million movies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, we're gonna kind of take that funky sound and slow it down a little bit for all those potential lovebirds listening out there. I hope you guys are listening because I mean it's late night on a Thursday. What else are you doing? I mean like Valentine's is a couple months away, but doesn't mean you can't celebrate your loved one right now.
Exactly. Do that every day.
This is Buddha Lovers by Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was Buddha Lovers by Bones and Harmony. Bone Thugs and Harmony, my bad. I low-key messed up their name. Someone stoned me to death. I get it, Buddha Lovers.
Okay, gotcha, buddy. Come on.
I know, I'm kind of a funny guy. That was Buddha Lovers by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Definitely, like, that low-key brought something back to me. I don't know if you remember my... Edgar phase?
Oh, I do.
No
kimaka.
No kimaka.
No
kimaka. No, yeah, no, I had a big ball bowl head.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Oh, flashbacks.
someone kill this guy, actually. No, I'm joking. I don't want to die. But yeah, no, that song I think it's really interesting. Like, it kind of reminds, well, like the album cover is red, right?
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's very much that like color, you know what I mean? It's a very red song. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense to me. I listen.
But it was definitely like a different introduction to my like music taste. That's like when I think of like romantic music, I guess that's kind of what I listen to. But yeah, I don't know. Previously you mentioned that your music genre taste is like pretty wide, and I'd say mine is pretty wide. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I actually like I've gone through so many like iterations and like changes within my music career, I guess. Mm-hmm. Music career, quote unquote.
Quote unquote, but,
like,
yeah.
My like musical taste has changed so much. And I mean, like, that's part of why like this radio is so important, is mm-hmm. to like have kind of like a record of like
the journey.
Oh, like, yeah, trying to look back and see like, oh, that's what I liked then. That's what I liked then. This is why I like this.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually like a brief moment where like, it's kind of crazy, but I actually used to really, really like musicals a lot. I mean, like I remember like I memorized the song from I memorized You'll Be Back from Hamilton, which
oh,
is
yeah.
pretty like, I mean, like, I actually don't hate it. I'm
you'll
not,
be back soon, you'll see. Yep.
It was low-key fire though. Uh-huh. It was low-key a fire song. And I actually think that his performance on stage was pretty good.
Exactly.
And I think that like yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about music?
I can't really get take any credit for the musicals because it was my girlfriend that put me on. Oh, it was straight pestering. Every drive, we're playing the Hamilton musical. And
Alexander
then,
Hamilton.
Exactly. I had to sit down. I actually went on the Disney Plus, got my account, and watched it. And I was like, oh my God, this is great.
It's low-key fire.
Exactly. Yeah, but I loved it.
Could you see why like people were like low-key like paying like hundreds of dollars to like watch it live?
Oh, I'd see it. I was so tempted. If I really had the time, I would have gone to Toronto for those tickets, mm-hmm. but I was working, unfortunately.
African Lion Safari.
Yep, African Lion Safari. Had long shifts. I can't dip on them like that. But yeah, we lost our chance in Toronto with the original cast too.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Manuel Miranda? Or is he like is he new cast? Because I actually don't know the lore like that. I just know him as Hamilton because of the Disney Plus movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it is. It was the original cast.
Part of the original cast? Oh, yeah. That's pretty sweet. He's like been writing all the music for Disney recently, hasn't he?
Actually, has
like,
he?
From what I'm understanding, mm-hmm. like what I've seen. I mean, like, I don't hate him. I don't hate his music. It's just not, again, like, it was a time of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do still like musicals, like Heathers. I don't know if you know Heathers?
I don't know Heathers, but
There's a movie called Heathers,
mm-hmm.
and it's a musical based on that movie. It came mm-hmm. out in the 80s. It's got Winona Ryder, Loki the Goat, and it's got a... I forgot his name. I don't really like him. He kind of talks like that. And he's like, Loki, weird dog, Loki. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. And then recently, actually, I've been really getting to Cabaret. Have you heard of Cabaret?
Don't think I have, no.
It's a really good, like, I think, like, I want to say, like, take on, like, what happens when you try too hard to, like, look away from like the problems that are going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you like act like it's not your issue.
Yeah.
Or that like, I guess like escapism. And,
yeah,
like,
which it really
like,
isn't.
Yeah, like everything is influenced by the exactly. politics of the world. Even this podcast, or I guess radio show. My bad, guys.
Oh, come on.
We should start a podcast, huh?
Oh, say less, man.
Say less.
Say less, dude.
No, but like including this podcast, like it's a... It is a politically driven show.
That is
music,
true.
Music,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like the end all be all of, I guess, of like art and politics and like
exactly, yeah.
colliding. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good it's a good like example and like a good like take and like explanation on why escapism isn't what you think it is, and that
mm-hmm.
being like, oh, this is a safe space from all sort of like. Politics. We're not going to discuss politics here at all. And being yeah. all like, let's just have fun. Let's just
even
do
you
all
not
this.
Discussing yes. politics is a sort of politics.
Yeah,
really think about it.
And no, centralism is like it's a poison.
Exactly,
it's a poison
yeah.
to any movement.
Exactly,
to act like you have no take is worse.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no. It's very much like the hippie movement. I'm a very big like anti-hippie guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like apart from their peace and love, like.
Dude.
They didn't do that. They got nothing done.
Yeah,
they sat around, and they like they low-key smoked a bunch, and they got high on LSD a lot, and they intellectualized it.
Mm-hmm.
They turned it into something that like became like the key to solving everything. Like, no, bro, you dropping 10 tabs of acid is not gonna cure the entire world.
Exactly,
you're low-key foaming at the mouth right now, and you're chilling on the ground, and like you're low-key like geeking, bro. Like you are not.
No help and nothing. No, exactly.
But I do think that like the overall philosophy of like peace and love, that's what the goal is. But I don't think that their approach was like by any means like right. You know what I mean? Or not?
Yeah.
I don't want to say not right because I do think you need some sort of like turn the other cheek mentality.
Yeah.
But it needs to come hand in hand with like like a drive to actual change. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There was a movie called Do the Right Thing. Really, really great movie by Spike Lee. Came out in 1989. You kind of see like the existence of two, I don't want to say opposing because they're not opposing at all, actually.
Yeah.
But you see the existence of two forms of like political approach.
Yeah.
Or I guess approach to racial injustice.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being Martin Luther King's version of it. And then we had Malcolm X.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was really great to see it on screen. And I think it was probably like top 10 movies. I think just everything about it was low-key perfect. Mm-hmm. But I'm low-key yapping a little bit too much. Low-key yapping a little bit too much. But I mean, this is a radio show. So like,
exactly,
come on, guys. This next song, very chill, very chill, very freaky. But this is Water by Plaza. That song was Water by Plaza. Never heard of it before. I don't know if you noticed, but that's just not music that I actually listen to. That's like so far left field for me. So like, talk about it. I want to know why you like it. I want to know why you put it on.
Honestly, R&B is just, I don't know. It's like a passion. I don't know. It just, I feel it from within. That's the song I need to listen to. Yes, yes.
Does that song come out of your heart?
Honestly, I wouldn't say out of my heart. But it is a pretty good song. I really love it. And Plaza is like is a really good artist I love listening to. Like with R&B, honestly, it's a little unorthodox, but the method I usually go with to find new music is just smart shuffle. Cue it, keep it going. If I hear the song, this one's good. This one's not all right. Let's go to the next one.
This is my first time listening to Plaza. I feel like not my issue, just like I think the reason that kind of deters me is the fact that there's a very underlying like pop sound to it.
Yeah.
I think it's because of like bro, like low-key, like I feel like a lot of R&B has been getting pushed recently onto the radios and it's kind of turned into its own form of pop.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that was pretty good. That was like, it was very chill. It wasn't anything crazy. And I can definitely see myself like listening to it like while I'm studying and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is the playlist to listen to. Honestly, like here, a few artists. I could go with Plaza, DXVN, who else? Chase Atlantic. That's a little bit.
I've heard of Chase Atlantic, actually. I'm pretty sure you played him for me once before.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a band? It's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's a bunch, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Hey, don't worry. I'm trying to save you here.
I'm a bit uncultured. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got it.
But yeah, Plaza. I just don't really have too much to say about it. Like, I'm like completely in the dark. I know that like a lot of like the musicians that I do listen to are kind of like they have their R&B like roots.
Yeah.
But I just don't know anything about like modern day R&B. I mean, like I know the next artist. But I don't really know too much about it currently. So do you want to tell me about it a bit more? Or like what would you say is like the typical time you're listening to R&B?
R&B, you know, that's like a late night thing. You know, late night drives, early morning drives too. That's a really good one.
Do you like to go on late night cruise?
Oh, I do love that.
Oh, this guy be driving around.
Oh, I'll be driving around.
This guy thinks he's Ryan Gosling from Drive.
Literally, bro.
Do you got the jacket and everything or what?
Oh, not yet. Maybe.
I'm gonna order it for you for Christmas, bro.
Oh, say
don't
less.
Don't worry. But that was Water by Plaza. I wonder why it's called that. But next song is definitely something you guys have heard before. This is Paper Soldier by Brent Faiyaz. That was Paper Soldier by Brent Faiyaz, the one and only. I actually really, really, really do like Brent, actually. I heard his that little like clip sample, you know, the "Darling, I don't wish you well if you're not with me.
I want you crying.
Loki so fire, bro.
He is an absolute classic. I really love his music.
I think he's definitely like he's a genius of some sort, Loki.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just think that like the lyrics are so like well, obviously they're asshole lyrics. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pretend that they're not. But I think the fact that it's kind of, I don't know if you've heard of the Velvet Underground, but it's kind of the same way I feel about him. It's like a sort of type of pretentiousness that's like, it's good pretentiousness. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I started listening to Brent and I was low-key like, I was really getting into them and, him, sorry. And I was like, this is pretty good. Hey, they're pretty good. Really?
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. It was pretty good. But I don't know. It was during a time in my life where I feel like I was listening to a lot of music, like different new music.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to, like I said, Ayunha by Hamid Al-Shari, which is like, I don't know. It was pretty different.
Oh, the Arabic music, man.
Dude, see, continue.
Recently, I've been getting into more, you know, trying to get back into my culture and everything. But this is a bit farther from my culture. It's a Lebanese artist. Her name is Feyruz.
Yeah?
Yeah. And my friend Sammy is always ramming on about it. And I, you know what? I understand that.
Like, I think I've heard you guys talk about her before. Sorry. And I've heard, like, other people talk about her before.
She's iconic.
Like,
iconic.
I didn't check out her song fully, but I listened to a couple few seconds of it. Mm-hmm. I do want to have, like, a proper moment for me to, like, sit down and actually listen and, like, be like, oh, I like this.
I'll send you a couple songs. Don't
please,
even worry.
Please, bro. Please.
Of course.
Because it sounds like Arabic jazz.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm understanding.
Yep, yep.
And like, I don't know. I just like, I think like Arabic is such a pretty language, to be honest. Like, I feel like, well, like Ayunha, it's like, I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. It did something to my ears. You know what I mean? It scratched a certain part of my brain and it's just clicked. You know what I mean? And also like, well, it's Egyptian from my understanding. So mm-hmm. It's Egyptian, the Egyptian dialect of Arabic.
Yeah. So that was like, a weird one to wrap my head about.
Yeah, so maybe it's a little different. Like, yeah. Not even a little. It's probably different. Like,
it is quite different, but you understand the words. It's just different dialects. It's like yeah. English, you know?
So, I don't know. I've just never listened to, like I want to get into it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like the music hit. You know what I mean?
I know.
But, yeah, no, we're going to keep up that R&B stand going. We have another song by Plaza. It's called Pick Up, Don't You Worry. The first seconds are not someone calling you. That was Pick Up by Plaza. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick
hey, yo.
Up. Bro, why aren't you picking up my calls, bro?
Well, I've been picking them up. You're the one who needs to start picking up more often, man.
I picked up this morning, didn't I?
Yeah, that's good. Making progress, eh?
Making progress, buddy. Buddy, I should have just gone to bed, bro.
Oh, I would have broken in and came in.
You'd have beat me up, bro. Yeah, no, that was Pick Up by Plaza. I've actually, again, like, I've never listened to that song. Actually, that's a lie. I've definitely heard it in your car before.
For sure, yep. That's definitely a car classic. You got to drive that, you know?
See, the issue, maybe this is a good way of explaining why I don't really listen to R&B too much. Or,
yeah.
Like, I guess this generation or this form of R&B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that it reminds me of, like, a Spotify ad. Like,
that
the music that would be playing behind, like, a Spotify ad.
Ugh.
Like, that's just me, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not like...
That was me with country, honestly.
Yeah.
That, all I think about is like, Red 450, man.
Red 450 in my lawnmower.
Literally.
I love my beer. I love my cousin.
And I love my horse. You know, it's just... No. It seems too, like, out of place for me. Like, as someone who lives in, like, a very urban area, like, I'm not really thinking about the rural, man.
Yeah. I mean, like... I actually do feel that too. Mm-hmm. I'm not like, I do like country music.
I do love a few songs are really
good.
Yeah,
a few songs here and there. That's the thing though. It has to be very specific.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
Because like, for example, like I'm a really big like cowboy, like gunfighter ballads and all that stuff. But like, I'm not a big like Luke Bryan, or no, Zach Bryan, is that his name?
I honestly don't even know. Don't keep up with the country.
Anyways, like, I'm not a big, like, Zach Bryan guy, you know? And I've heard he's been pretty popular.
Mm.
Pretty popping. Well, he can't be that popular if we don't know about him.
That's true. Hey.
Yeah. So, the next song is low-key you in, like, a year, bro. You're low-key unk, bro.
Oh, no.
This song is 20s by, how do you say this? Givion?
Givion, yeah.
Givion? Yeah. This is 20s by Givion. That was L-O-V-E by Rocco. Rocco, 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 Rocco. I like that name, Rocco.
Yeah.
It's probably like low-key top tier names, to be H.
Yeah, I know a few people and a few dogs.
I know. Oh,
yes,
you dirty dog. No, I know. I know Rocco. I know a Rocco, actually.
Yeah, we both know Rocco.
Yeah, we both know said Rocco. He's a pretty chill guy.
Yep, I love him.
Yeah, that song, actually, that we just played kind of had like Christmas vibes to it.
Yeah, the little jingles and everything, yeah.
And it's perfect because like Christmas is like low-key right around the corner.
Oh, my birthday is at your door.
My birthday is also right around the corner.
Yep. December 5th. Very soon.
You know, nothing crazy. Actually, I'm hosting a show on my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. That's crazy. I hadn't even realized that. That's looking insane, bro. Wait, no. Wait, am I tweaking? No, I'm hosting one the day before my birthday. We gotta get like sound effect boards in here.
Oh yeah, you definitely need that.
But yeah, sadly, guys.
Oh no! Oh, the 5th is a Friday.
Yeah, I know.
The day after.
After.
Yeah.
Time to party.
Wait, am I silly?
No, time to party. I'd say time before for party. But yeah, no, guys, it is sadly 11:08, which means it is the end. Again, we need
sound effects.
But I'll get on that as soon as possible, you guys. That means we have to start saying goodnight, saying goodbye. And that last song kind of like really like toned this down, you know.
Yep. It
really
sleepy vibes,
you know. Mm-hmm. Especially with that little like Christmas jingle sound to it.
Yep.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. It was a very special episode. Thank you, Amin, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It was low-key a pleasure.
Indeed.
Always love seeing you, bro.
Yep.
And
unfortunate it could have gone longer, but...
Yeah. I mean...
Time.
The winter time, bro. The winter time.
Hey. I'm free whenever you're free.
But yeah, no. That was L-O-V-E, and that was Amin. L-Amin.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. So please, guys, add up Lay Down Laurier 25. I need to... I can't... keep stressing this enough, okay? You guys need to follow it. You need to. Because without you guys, this ain't happening. You know what I mean? Like, without you guys interacting, without you guys sending in music, without you guys hopefully soon calling in, this thing won't be popping like that. You know, it's just not going to sound as goated, you know? But yeah, we're going to play a sweet little song, a very special sweet little song. I'm actually going to be seeing him soon to kind of say goodnight to us. It is the one, the only, the Mac DeMarco, and a live performance, actually, so it makes it even special. It is cooking up something good.
Good night, Laurier.